Alex Marlow, Biden's hashtag MeToo scandal could take out a generation of Democrat women. By Kyle Morris on May 9, 2020. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow recently discussed the dismissal by women within the Democrat Party of the recent sexual assault allegations waged against former Vice President Joe Biden. "Joe Biden has zero evidence to suggest he wasn't a criminal here," Marlow said, before describing Tara Reid's consistency with the allegations. "It fits a pattern. The eighth time a woman has said Biden had been inappropriate with them throughout his career. This is a woman who was a Biden employee." Marlow also discussed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sterling defense of Biden during an interview on MSNBC where she considered the situation to be a closed issue. "None of this debunks a single detail of Tara Reid's allegations," Marlow said. "This is a woman, Nancy Pelosi, who is supposed to be a feminist. She's supposed to be a believe-all-women person. Now she's saying Joe Biden is Joe," Marlow noted, poking fun at the comic thinness of Pelosi's defense of the former vice president. "Now this is a big deal. If these allegations don't get debunked, how is Nancy Pelosi credible within the Me Too community?" And the list goes on, Marlow continued, before calling out other prominent women within the Democrat Party, like Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and actress Alyssa Milano, who have dismissed the allegations against Biden. "This is a woman who lied about getting fired for getting pregnant when she was in her 20s," Marlow said of Warren. "That turned out to be a false story." Marlow continued. Biden backer Alyssa Milano, the person who stared down Brett Kavanaugh, who had not a shred of evidence against him when he was being humiliated ritualistically by world media, she said to Tara Reid, "I hear you and see you, but she doesn't believe her. So, you've got to believe all women," Alyssa says, aside from Tara Reid. "Why? Because she's accusing Joe Biden, the guy who is probably going to be the Democrat nominee. Now if you look at the potential people who could be Biden's running mate, they're literally repeating his talking points verbatim. Stacey Abrams, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, literally repeating talking points sent around by Joe Biden." Marlow dug further into the hypocrisy by discussing how people choose to believe a career politician instead of the woman who has no real reason to come forward. "Here's the new slogan, believe all politicians. That's what we're being told," Marlow said, implying that the hashtag MeToo movement appears to be willing to turn a blind eye to Joe Biden in order to defeat Donald Trump. "We're not believing women who are in a low-level Senate job for Joe Biden, a lifelong Democrat. We're not supposed to believe those women who have no real reason to come forward, who know they're going to get attacked by the establishment media relentlessly. You believe a guy who had been preying on the United States American citizens for 5 decades in Washington," Marlow said as he discussed Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's dismissal of the allegation. "My opinion is that you're a liar and a fraud, Whitmer. If this was a Republican, you'd be jumping on this case big league." Marlow concluded his discussion by reminding Americans that the women who have dismissed the Biden allegations are doing so in an effort to remove President Donald Trump from office. "People, we're going to remember," Marlow said. "These are the standard bearers of hashtag MeToo and believe all women, and these are the exact individuals who are out there defending a man credibly accused, because why? Because he could beat the bad orange man Donald Trump and become president. And he might even bring me into the administration. Are you outraged if you're a hashtag MeToo person? You should be," Marlow said. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.